story I've told many times of the person who I met, and it's the first year I was meditating and living at another meditation center, not Ajahn Chah's. This person had been practicing in a Zen monastery, Rinzai Zen Monastery in Japan, and he'd gone and lived there for quite some time. And the Rinzai style is to the koan style, where you go in periods of sesshin, you would be going and periods of meditation, retreat periods, you'd be going giving an answer to your koan each day, and sometimes a couple times a day even, where you're supposed to come and present the answer, the response to the koan, and then the teacher will sort of evaluate the response, and then either let you know whether it's off or on, and then send you back to continue meditating if you didn't get the answer to the koan properly. And of course, what happens is there's this, people just keep this endless line of people going into to see the roshi. Present you do your bows, you give your answer, and then the roshi rings a bell, and then that's your dismissal. Go back and meditate. That's just this. This particular person was getting extremely frustrated because he'd go in, come up with an answer to his koan. He'd get the bell rung, have to do his bows, go back and meditate, and I'm not getting this. This is really frustrating. And then he'd, after some time, each time he would get dismissed, the roshi would certainly, and he, the roshi was very big, and he was a big man, as well as having a big sort of belly on him, a big gut, and he'd ring the bell, dismiss him. He'd slap his belly and laugh and say, "Body understands." And it was getting this endless frustration of he's working away and trying to figure out his meditation and trying to figure out this koan and meditating with his mind, and the roshi keeps telling him, "Body understands." And he spent his whole time there and never did figure it out. There, but that sense of experience, being fully experiencing something, so that the mind is on the breath is in the mind, the body is present with full awareness is enveloping and surrounding the body completely, so that there's not a separation, and the breath is what one is attending to. One is experiencing fully, knowing clearly, the breath, and it's the body is the base, the anchor.